Hello and welcome to 239 of Radio Clash. It's the Afro-Arab show, part one. It's called Cell Phones and Ice Cream. To Radio Clash, this is 239. I get it right. It's a bit confused because I'm doing two shows. If you're listening on the stream live, or Radio Clash live, you will hear 1 hour of this show, which I thought like 2 hours of Middle Eastern and African music was a bit much. Some of you might love that, and some of you'd be like, oh my god. So I decided to do two shows because I really wanted to do a 40th birthday show because I just passed 40 very recently. And so the second hour will be show 240, and will be a probably called Mexican Monkey. I haven't really thought about exactly what it's called, but this is Afro-Arab part one. There's going to be two parts. The next one is going to be called Desert Blues, and you just heard Amadou and Mariam. Get it right. from their Dimanche Bamako album, produced by Manichao, I think. And that was La Realité, and they're from Mali. And as you might have guessed from the title, Afro-Arab. This is a show which has... It's kind of a show which was originally the Egyptian show that I did. Remember, I went to Egypt in 2011? Parts of this show are from then. Not very many, actually. I never did the show because I had bits that I was really happy with and bits I was like, So, as what happens with shows like that, they get kind of put into stasis. They get put in the cold freezer and left alone until something else comes along. And what happened recently is I got into a music that's called electro... I'm going to pronounce this wrong because it's Arabic. Electro Chabi, or Chabi. I it's got two A's, or it's got A and a 3, because the 3 is a certain sound in... I think it's Ain sound, actually Chabi, but anyway, in Arabic. So Chabi, C-H, or sometimes it's spelled Shabi, S-H-A-A-B-Y or Y-I. And I knew about Chabi when I went there, because that's actually the name for the pop music. The pop music of Egypt. And I was hearing a lot of this music from all the vendors and everything, and I could never get any. And it's just happened that a couple of people from... There's a review in The Quietus, the blog The Quietus. A couple of them went over to Cairo, and Aswan as well. A good place to go. To basically check out that scene. And so now it seems you can actually get that kind of music. Because I was literally running around all of Cairo trying to find this music, and I couldn't get it anywhere. They said, oh, I've only got an MP3, because there was never any... And it still seems to be spread only through MP3. So I'm going to play a track called Sarah. Though actually, interestingly, the graphic for this is Sarah, done on the Facebook logo. And I've got no idea who it's by. I do have for the next one, but not this one. Which is the nature of these things. These things are never tagged. They're never tagged properly, and they are never actually... You know, you get the tag of the site it comes from, and it's like, that's not very helpful. So this is Sarah.
Yeah. خطوتك انا وما تجريش هطو حرز غدك الضغط ده جامد بس مش وليش
ميه مالحه يا دنيا شاي انا رفتي كم يا رفع تشريش
وكان انا يسرو دلوقتي بحر النجوم والما من جديش
شوفوا الاصل وقت الرجوع والنصر والحاجة بالمرسوح
انت بالجديد من تنسى وكله مخدود اوي مبسوح في ناس خافت قلبت عملها وقفلت على نفسها
علينا من العين الحزنه عشان كلها بتغدى غدى خلوا منه وجابوا سلاح بس الطلقه طلعت بس
عيني يا ليل السهره لينا صلوا على اللي هيشفع فينا عيني يا ليل السهره لينا صلوا على اللي هيشفع فينا
لما نقول الباب الجديد يبقى صباح فرنا وياسمينا
في الدخل انا عيد ونسيت باسم شوارعنا وحوالينا
اسي اسامح ما المذكور اضرب عليه ضرب خرطوش عبادي السقا بوحوز عوره طوام روح ما بيتفرقوش
الباب الجديد رجعت للكسر بقول استر عدت الحدود دبل العنقول يعني لازم يتشن من كده
ساعتي يلا حكيتو يا معنى نفسيكو الخوف سننكو عشش فيكو كفاكم غشو كدبتو بالرجولة بهوى عليكو الدنيا دي ام وعب كفيلة تعلمو وتربيكو صباح ورد صباح ياسمين عالناس الحلوة كويسين ده كان جلب علم بيتمرعو خدو النصيحة للمحترفين هنا تتملعوا تتبلعوا تفرقوا الدنيا
وتفرقوا انت بالجديد الحمل اللي جايب انا قدام اخليه الرجولة ما بتدلش دي سلمة في الدم تملش هتبص للنايمة ما تحصلش وعالنبي فقلبك صلي
المجد عندي نايمة تعلى واحنا بالغالي اتمناش شرف الزغا بمثل على اعلى سامع الزغا ده حد قضايا
يا ناس يا جرة هدي بس وراجع نحل الادب لو طرف الخيط يبقى انت يا رجوله كده بتقلتي
الدخله والباب الجديد يعني الغنى والقلب البلدي
قلنا العدة الستار اللي بتاخد اجمل سوكسي احنا فرحنا يولع نار
ابراهيم الصغر عندي
يا دنيا بقى عايزك تستوري حتى ولو علمت في المدينه حمد البربري حمو البربري كانه معيش
يا دنيا كن الناس تتف
كنت غاشمة وكنت كروديا يبقى بغلطاتك دي كفة كلمتنا عمرها ما تكون دادية ولا بتخون ولا بتغفل
الباب دي طلعنا في نبض الرجول انا مصطفى فاخر
ابو سمير
الرئيس حمد سمير كله يجلي يجيب بالشان
ربي العبادة السمار زاو في ناس داو ناس ولا داو يا خالي مهما جريتوا في الدنيا غير رزقكم مش هتلاقوا
دنيا هعمل واحد ده انا من كتر الضغط اطمته
دي فركه وريحتها فاحت لما تعطم الحجر لحمته ودماغي ساكت راحت لما خدت الحجر كتبته
قلنا الباشا سبنا ابو الليل اللي هيبيهرب ويقيل يجي لنا كمان نرنا بالسلامة وعلى الليل ده حبه سايس مهما الخلق يزيد
Nikki Genevieve. I think that she's so sweet. And Nadia Buhari, cause she know the drink I read. It's not about you, no. You cannot play me, though. I wanna have them all. I know it's wrong, but the truth is that I just ran Oliver. You like it too, Baba, and you like Fally Cooper, and I know you love croissant, but you know the singing song. I thought that's what you know. I do not blame you, though. You wanna have them on. You know it's wrong, but the truth is that you're just an Oliver.
Oliver, Oliver,
Oliver, Oliver,
Oliver, Oliver,
you're just an Oliver.
Oliver, Oliver,
you're just an Oliver. Bum bum, shake it bum bum, bum bum. You must need it bum bum, shake it bum bum, bum bum. You must need it bum bum. So it dun 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 dun. You must need it gong gong. So it dun 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 dun. You must need it gong gong. So it dun 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 dun. Need it gong 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 gong. You must need it gong gong. So it dun 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 dun. Need it gong gong.
عشيرة البني سبعة وخص نص بيت الفرمان يلا يلا
go the whole of this show and just play Omar Suleiman at you, or Suleiman from Syria. You heard Zizeklak Dizeli. Yeah, my Arabic is not going to be good. And the background you're hearing Mandal Metel Iskar Ala Ishai or something. And that's both from Jazeera Nights, Folk and Pop Sounds of Syria. And it was just a kind of a tangential mention on that aforementioned Chabi, how you pronounce it, Egyptian pop sort of quietest series that they mentioned Omar Suleiman. Doing that, I can't bother to wire up my controller, which of course means I'm doing this mouse and I get it wrong. But yeah, they mentioned Omar Suleiman and another band that was in that mix, Konono Number One. But before the Omar Suleiman, there's apparently done Bjork mixes and remixes, and it's all very gone very much overground, which you might hear later on. And then before that was Dabank, or Dabange, but I think it's Dabank, D comma or D hyphen actually, B A. The apostrophe B-A-N-J with Oliver Twist. That was a hit a year or two ago, and again that was one of the ones I was strangely saved for the Egyptian show, because obviously the Egyptian show was also battling against South Africa, so that kind of counted even though he's Nigerian. But yeah, anyway, it's more appropriate for this show. It was a massive hit, and he's now has been working with Kanye and G-O-O-D music and all that lot, so Big things for Dabank. I think it's Dabank, but it might be Daband, I'm not really sure. But that's the whole Afrobeats phenomenon, which has become, I would say it seems to have actually come and gone actually since then. It was really big about, well, last year, and now it seems to have gone a bit quiet, but that might be just me. Then before that was the aforementioned Konono Number One, and that was Paradiso from the Congo Tronica album, and they are from the Congo. And I actually have, I haven't got it open. And also I have out of these tabs open, but of course you close and you open, you of course close and you open the browser, and then you go, and then of course when you go back to it, it then has to load them. It doesn't have them open, because I wanted to say their full name is Le Orchestre Folklorique TP Konono Number One de Mingledi. TP is short for Tout Puissant, which is all powerful. And it's as a homage to the Congolese musician Franco, the name. But yes, it's they kind of do a sort of thing where they have homemade, well, the electric congo, kind of, which looks like a kind of like a weird sort of electro amplified juice harp type thing. And also homemade microphones and homemade things. I must have heard their stuff before, but I don't remember the name. So I really, really like that a lot, along with the Suleiman. And then was that the start of the thingamajig, or was one? Oh, and then we had Elbab. I'd not, no idea if this is the name or because we are dealing with a right to left script here. So obviously the usual rules about what goes first and what goes end goes out the window. So Elbab with El Gadid. Well, it says El Gadid 4, but I think not too sure if that's the 4 stands for something in the language, because you'll find a lot of people, when they translate to Arabic, they're using numbers like 3s and 7s and 5s, because they mean something. They stand for the characters which aren't actually in... It's a bit like Romaji in Japanese, but even then, they don't need to actually put characters in for things that sounds that don't exist in Roman characters, but it was what they do with the numbers. You might be wondering why people are going 7A, 7A and stuff like that, because 7 is kind of a H sound, sort of a H sound. Then before that was Sarah by who knows? Who knows who did that? I'm blasting you a little bit on the feed. Let's turn myself down a bit. I love Suleiman. Omar Suleiman, or however you pronounce it. Because it's just, it's almost like trance music. It's obviously the it's from live tapes that were recorded. And I love in that last one how you heard the feedback and all kinds of weird kind of megaphone type effects, which are accidental, but a bit like the kind of, no, number one, it becomes part of the sound, even though ironically, if they went into a modern studio, they probably want it to be lovely and nice and polished. And there's an artist called Chipsy, who I couldn't find, DJ Islam Chipsy, which is one who I first heard of the Torchabi phenomenon. And it's a bit like what we hear in the background, but with 8-bit sort of sounds over the top. Totally bonkers, but you can't actually get anything. A lot of the problem I found with the Egyptian show, I mean, I brought some of the music back with me, but I wasn't totally happy with the music I brought back, because I was being directed to some tourist shops, you know, tourist music shops, you know, not really the real music shops. And even if you go to the real music shops, they tend to direct to the kind of shit that you think that either they like, which is kind of tends to be sort of polished Western style pop or ballads, or they direct you to the kind of music that they think you're going to like, you know, oh well, he's going to like the sort of the musicians of the Nile Delta type stuff. And I was looking for literally that sort of underground stuff, but unless you've got local context, really hard to get that stuff, because as I've, even for the last 2 years, you can't actually get it anymore. You can't get it at all. It's not being sold and not being played on the stations. It's deemed to be too common music. There's a lot of swearing in Arabic in it as well, so it doesn't actually appear anywhere. So it is like the underground hip hop of Cairo or Egypt generally. And it seems to be spreading. Obviously, it's making it onto sort of the wanky hipster blogs. It must be getting somewhere. But I'm going to play. Yes, let's play some music from. This is from Nigeria, and I've been checking out. There's a sort of an online. Well, a record label that's mostly online with some stuff called Sahel Sounds. And when I originally arranged this show, I arranged loads of stuff from the music from Saharan music from cell phones, or music from the Saharan cell phones. Let's have a look. So what it's actually called, because I've got it later on in the series. Yeah, music from Saharan cell phones, the first compilation. But they actually have brought out a second compilation, when you'll hear some of that in the next show. You'll hear some of that actually at the end of this show, actually. They also checked out some of the other stuff they did, and they did an album of what's called Conniewood, which is from a place called Kano in Nigeria. It's their version of Bollywood, because they make Bollywood movies there, because they really are big on Bollywood, so they make their own version. So this is kind of like an African take of Indian music through all of that kind of. This show is very much about the auto-tune, but yeah, and cell phones is kind of running through this show in a very strange theme. Obviously, because cell phones in Africa are the main communication medium, there isn't, you know, Wi-Fi so much. I mean, there is in South Africa, but in some parts of the country, Really, it's cell phones is the big technology. That's why the only time I ever bought some shares, I bought some shares in something in a trust that actually has Africa Telecom in it, because it's going to be the big thing, believe me. So this is oh god, this whole show is going to be like Tim gets it wrong. Ololufemi by Mai Dwaya. And this is from Harifin. So music, Bollywood inspired film music from Hausu, Nigeria.
Mansura, Mansura,
تليفون صغير يلي وحشتني عينيك تليفون صغير منك طمني عليك تليفون صغير يلي وحشتني عينيك وحشني صوتك والكلام الحلو بينا وحشني صوتك والغرام اللي بعيوننا
me to talk over this. I wanted to play this in full, but we've run out of time for this part of the show, well, this 239. This is Jam Fun Me, instrumental by Sunny Aid, King Sunny Aid, and his African beat. This is from Nigeria. The album is The Definitive Story of 1970s Funky Lagos, and I must say it's very, very forward-thinking music, dub and sort of African high life. Or it might be Jerome, I can't remember which one it is, but I like the feel of this. And you might have heard it on Radio Clash Live. I occasionally drop it in as the music in between music. Then before this was Ice Cream and Suckers. That's where the ice cream bit comes from. You're already wondering, why do you call it Cell Phones and Ice Cream? That's why. From the Soweto Stockfell Septet. That's from a very strangely covered album. Google it. Google Ice Cream and Suckers. Hopefully it won't get anything really dodgy. From South Africa. It's got a very strange cover. It is a good album. It's a really good album, but a very strange cover. I don't know what's going on there. And I don't know what suckers, whether they're meaning lollipops or it's something a bit more rude. I don't really know. Then before that was Saba Lee, the Vitalik remix. That was Amadou and Mariam. Yeah, Vitalik mixing blind Malian singers. That's an interesting combination. Very Radio Clash combination. Then before that was here's more telephones. Telephone Zoghaya by Hakim. Hakim is a legend in Egypt. He is like their biggest pop star, or was a couple of years ago. I don't know if he's now. Absolutely massive. Worked with James Brown. Worked with loads of people. Really, really big. I might have played his stuff before previously, but yeah, he is a massive star. And I love the way you've got the sound of the cell phone noises kicking in with a beat. That's perfect. I love that, and the sound at the start. It's like Egyptian music meets the telephone call by Kraftwerk. Then before that was Olufemi by Mai Dawaya from the Harafina So album. Bollywood. We've reached the end of the show. For those on the podcast, this is be goodbye, farewell. But obviously, if you're listening on the feed, you've got another show to come. You see, bonus. And of course, those of you listening on the podcast, you won't hear that other show for a while, because obviously I'll release this show and then I'll release the other show as and when. You can find more by going to radioclash.com, and you can email me at tim@radioclash.com. We're in the midst of moving servers, but everything should still work. I'm planning to move to a VPS because I'm a bit pissed off with the crappiness that is HostGator. Not a good service at all. Oh dear, I'm distorting. I'm moving to a dedicated VPS for all of Radio Clash, because they constantly, every time you have a slight bit of traffic, they moan about it. It's like, I think they've crippled, it didn't used to be like this. See, they've even in the heydays, when I was on DreamHost or HostGator, I've been down there for 6 years. Not 6 years, that was my ISP. But yeah, I've been on HostGator for a couple of years, and they seem to have made a thing about moaning about they don't like your... it's like the way you look. No, they don't like MySQL calls, database things, database shit, and they constantly moan about it. And I think they just want to try and get people onto their more expensive and not very good VPSs or their dedicated servers. It seems to be a very naughty strategy. Anyway, I'm going to play out with a track from another one of the Sahel Sounds compilations. This is Music from Saharan Cell Phones Volume 2. The history about music from Saharan Cell Phones is that they went to... Where was it? It wasn't Mali. That's nowhere near the Sahara. And not Uganda, but they went to one of the regions that's really... it's not Tanzania. I can't remember what it is now. It's one of the area that's just been... near Timbuktu. Invaded by Islamic rebels and a couple of years ago, and they went and collected, they swapped, did loads of kind of swap meets with people's music they were storing on the little bits of you can store some data on a SIM card. Well, in the Saharan region, you know, the local tribes and people travel around there, they swap MP3s, and they can only play one, but obviously it's their ringtone, you know, or your phone has got a bit of memory, so you can put a ringtone in there. So until the Islamic rebels came along and took over and then banned any form of music or music on cell phones, because that's against their religion, people used to do this all the time, and I'm not sure how they could really monitor it in the middle of the desert. And this is from number two, and you'll hear some from number one on the next part of this, which will probably be called Desert Blues. So this is Friday from Music for Saharan Cell Phones Volume 2, and it's a strange autotune child. Oh yes, I'll speak to you soon, and very soon if you're on the feed. You make them out, I want you.